Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now on Masachim Nachot Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud. We're going to take a look at several brightot at the beginning talk about different brachot to be made every day, and we're going to then double back to tzitzit. Tanya, Hayah Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayav Adam Levarech Me'a Brachot Bechol Yom. This is something that many of the Rishonim quoted Lehalacha. There's an obligation to make 100 brachot a day. What does God ask of you? We're playing with ma as mea. God asks 100 of you per day. On Shabbat Yom Tov, when there are fewer brachot, because the tefillah has only 7 brachot, he would have sweets and fruits and things like that to make extra brachot. There are various nuschaot of these brachot, but this is the one that we have. When Sha'asani Yisrael, Shalasani Shah, Shalasani Bur. So he's made me a Yisrael, not made me a woman, and not made me an ignoramus. Racha Bar Yaakov Shami Lebreid, I'll become Varech Shalasani Bur. Here his son make that bracha, Marle Kule Hai Nami, you're going to make a bracha ad kenekach. And there's two ways to interpret this, which is sort of opposite. One of them is that it's arrogant to presume that you're not among the class of the ignoramus. And the second possibility is the opposite, which is that that's something that's in your control. Don't thank God for that. That's up to you. Amar lev ela mai mevarech. So what should be the third bracha? So this assumption of 3 brachot. Shelo asani eved. He didn't make me an eved. Ahaynu isha, eved and isha of the same mitzvot. The answer is eved zil tvei. An eved is still a status lower, even if he's chayev in the same mitzvot. Okay, again, there are many, many different nuschaot and many, much literature on the issue of these 3 brachot. And the various wordings and formulations. Tan Rabbanan, Chalazon Zehu. This Chalazon that we speak of that makes the Tchelet, Gufo Damela Yam. Its body looks like the sea. Ubriato Damela Dag. It grows like a fish. Va'olecha Leshiv Mishana. It emerges once every 70 years to be caught. Uvidamot Sovin Tchelet. That's what we use for the Tchelet. Fichach Damam Vikarim. That's why it's expensive. Tanya Brinatan, Enlecha Komitzva Kalashik Tuvaba Torah. Says any mitzvah that we have, even a light mitzvah, an easy mitzvah, has some reward in this world, and the world to come, we can't imagine how much reward. Say olman mitzvah tzitzit. An example is from tzitzit, and we have a long story here. There was a fellow who was very careful about tzitzit, but he was not careful about something else. Shamashi is zona b'charchei hayam. He heard that there was a prostitute in the islands. She was took 400 gold pieces for sleeping with her. He sent that along with Kavalazman. He made an appointment to meet with her. When the time came, Bavi Ashawala Patach, he came to the door. Her servant girl came and said, "That man who sent you all that money, he's here." Amrahi Kanes. He said, "Let him come in." Nichnas, he came in. She laid 7 beds down. 6 of silver, 1 of gold. There was a silver ladder ascending from bed to bed, and the top one was a gold ladder. She sat up on the top bed naked. He went up to sit naked with her. His 4 tzitziot came and flew up and slapped him in the face. He fell down all the way to the ground. So she fell down also. She jumped down and sat with him on the ground. She said, "I'm taking an oath by the Tower of Rome. What did you find about me that was displeasing that you fell off?" He took an oath by the Beit HaMikdash. "I've never seen a woman as beautiful as you." Hashem gave us 1 mitzvah called tzitzit. In this mitzvah of tzitzit, he says, "I am Hashem your God." So again, Mitzrayim, "I am Hashem your God." Twice, meaning, I'm the one who will exact retribution from the violators, and I'm the one who will reward those who are obeisant. Now these tzitziot seem like 4 witnesses testifying. That's what I would do. You must tell me your name, and your city, and your teacher's name, and where you study. He gave it to her, and he left. So she decided to convert. She gave all the property away. Shlish to the Malchut, a third to the kingdom. Shlish to Aniyim, a third to the poor. And one third she kept. Chutz miyatan matzot, except for those beds she didn't divide up. Uvad levet midrash shel Rabbi Chiya. She came to Rabbi Chiya's beit midrash in Eretz Yisrael. Amra lo Rabbi, Rabbi tzavei alai v'yasuni giyoret. I'd like to convert. Amra lo biti. Shavei nachmatat b'yachad miyatamidim. Maybe you want one of my students, and that's why you're converting. Siyaktav miyadav natnalo. She took out the writing that the student had written. Amar lo l'chi zachi b'mikachech. He said to her, go take that which is coming to you. He understood the story, evidently. Otan matzot shitziya lo b'isur, those same beds that she kept, that she laid out be'isur itziyolo beheter. Now it was mutar, and now they're a happily married couple, enjoying each other beheter. Zematan scharo b'olamazen. This is his reward in this world for tzitzit. Ba eni yodea kama, and I cannot imagine what his reward is in the world to come. Okay, beautiful story. We end the sugya of tzitzit back on a halachic note. Amar Yehuda, talit she'ula, a borrowed talit, kol shloshim yom p'turah min tzitzit, is exempt from tzitzit for the first 30 days. But if you borrowed it for long, you have to put tzitzit on. Tanamiyachi, adar bepundik in Eretz Yisrael. The same thing applies to mezuzah. If you live in an inn in Eretz Yisrael, asocher bayit b'chutz laaretz, or you rent a house in chutz laaretz, kol shloshim yom patur min mezuzah. You don't have to put a mezuzah up for 30 days. Of course, if you buy a house, you have to put it up right away. But you immediately have to put it up after the 30 days. So the same notion as the talit, asocher bayit b'Eretz Yisrael. If you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, osem mezuzah la'altar, you have to put a mezuzah right away. Yishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you're fulfilling by living there. Okay, tefillah. Now, the end of the first part of the Mishnah, the part that we read, went on to tefillin. It said, tefillah shal yad inam akevet shal rosh, rosh inam akevet shal yad. Amrochisto l'shan al she'eshto. That's only if you have both, not putting one on doesn't keep you from fulfilling the other. Well, ein lo makevet. But if you don't have tefillah shal rosh, Tfilin shel yad is nothing without it. Amrulo amarta, so the student said, you say such a thing? It doesn't make any sense. Amarlahu lo, of course not. Elaman delet letre mitzvot, chad mitzvah nami lo le'avidit. If he doesn't have two mitzvot, he shouldn't do one? Of course I didn't mean that. What did he originally? Meikar marsavar, xera shema yifsha. Originally, his intent was, if we say that you can't fulfill without both, you can't fulfill either, the person will not be lazy and just keep one tefillin, he'll get both. But then he backed off. There's eight mitzvot asei of tefillin, meaning in four different places with the different formulations, eight different commands that you vatel if you don't put on tefillin. There's two ways to read that. One is that there's the four tzitziot mentioned plus the extra mention in Dvarim, or the five different times that it says it. Look at Rashi. Chol kohen sheino ole leduchan. If a kohen doesn't do birchat kohanim, he violates kot tevarchu and amor lahem and v'samu et shmi. Kol shein lo mezuzah b'fitcho, v'rebishnei asei, uchtavtam, uchtavtam. If you don't have mezuzah, you violate two mitzvot asei, uchtavtam twice. V'rebishlokish kohaniach tefillin ma'arich yamim. If you put on tefillin, then you live a long life. Shenemar, Adonai alehem yichyu, meaning if Hashem, literally Hashem will keep them alive, keep me alive. There is Hashem Alehem. If Hashem's name is on you, that's tefillin, then you'll live. Okay, we'll stop at this point, even though it's a relatively short piece, because that is the end of the sugya of tzitzit and tefillin, and we'll go back to issues of kodashim within the whole sugya of me'akev and eno me'akev. As you can see, in this parak, we are dealing with components that are not me'akev each other, and that's where we'll pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.